104.5 The Zone. This is the Midday 180, served up by Wendy's. With Jonathan Hutton, Chad Withrow, and Paul Kuharski.
Glad you're with us as we kick off the second half of the Midday 180 on 104.5 The Zone, live in Kansas City. Johnny's Tavern here in the Power and Light District is where we're located. Wall-to-wall coverage here on 104.5 The Zone leading up to Sunday's game, the AFC Championship, Titans and Chiefs.
The Pro Football Writers of America have selected Ryan Tannehill as both Comeback Player of the Year and Most Improved Player. Pro Football Writers of America awards are one of the three awards that are regarded as pretty big. AP is the big, but Pro Football Writers of America and Sporting News, which still exist in some form, are regarded as the top three. So there's some prestige there. I voted for him as Most Improved Player. I think Comeback Player of the Year, quite frankly, is a little bit of a stretch. The guy had a passer rating in the 90s last year. He threw 17 touchdowns. He started, I think, 14 games. He had
I always think of injury. I think of a guy coming back from injury.
And I don't think it should be, but now that there's a Comeback Player of the Year, I mean, now that there's a Most Improved Player of the Year, I think it fits better. It doesn't have to be an injured guy. If Tannehill had a crap season last year, it makes sense. But he didn't have a terrible season last year. He just had a phenomenal season this year. So Most Improved makes perfect sense. And congratulations to him on the Comeback Player of the Year as well. Though Jimmy Garoppolo certainly had a case, and that's who got my vote. But phenomenal attention for the Titans. People were complaining that John Robinson didn't get Executive of the Year or that Mike Vrabel. It's based entirely on the regular season also. Two deserving awards. He's got a press conference coming up later, and he'll be asked about these, so we'll get a reaction.
Yeah, we'll have that at 12:30. Midday 180 in our coverage here, presented by Brentwood Hearing Center. They're proudly serving Brentwood from the same location for more than 30 years, where their doctors of audiology are ready to improve your quality of life by addressing your hearing care needs online at brentwoodhearingcenter.com. And our coverage presented by Farm Bureau Health Plans, protecting Tennesseans since 1947, online at fbhp.com. Joined by former Titan, Raven, and Chief Bernard Pollard on the line with us as we kick off the second half of the show. Bernard, great to have you back on. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. I might be joining y'all here in a little bit. I'm over at this airport, man. It's wet, crazy in Kansas City, and I'm might be coming y'all way.
Bernard, what was the interaction like with Titans fans this week after your appearance on our show last week? I'm sure you had some fun with that.
Hey, they pissed off, man. But, you know, one of the biggest things I want people to understand, you know, Baltimore didn't play Baltimore football. They did not show up the way they should have. And the Titans, they took advantage of it. And that's exactly what happened. They were upset about my comments. But at the end of the day, I picked the Titans to win the football game because of the rust, because of the bye week that the Baltimore Ravens had. So, you know, I'm sorry for all of their misunderstanding, I guess. I don't know.
What did you think of the way that the Titans ran the ball against Baltimore in the stack box?
Well, it was shocking to me, but at the same time, I knew there would be some rust. I thought they would come out and play, just try to get through it and eventually start to hit on all cylinders. But, you know, they could not recover, and the Titans took full advantage of it. You know, the Titans attacked, and they stayed on attack. I had no doubt as far as Coach Pease and what he was going to do against them defensively. Offensively, you know, they just did not show up. But like I said, the Titans took full advantage of it. They're not supposed to be in this position. They're not supposed to be in the AFC Championship. I know a lot of people might be saying otherwise, you know, as far as Titans fans, but they're not supposed to be here. But they're playing like a team that's not supposed to be here, and they want it. They're hungrier. They're playing really good football right now. They're not asking their quarterback to do a lot. They're leaning on their running game, and that's exactly why they're winning. And defense is playing lights out.
Bernard Pollard, our guest. So the Titans secondary doesn't do a lot of talking through the media. Collectively, though, they play strong. You were someone who didn't mind doing some talking back and forth with opposition during the week, if that's what it took. Tyreek Hill this week says, hey, no one's covering us. That's just simply not going to happen. No defensive back in the league is going to cover our speed. What do you think privately is going on in the secondary meeting rooms this week in Tennessee?
Well, you know, they have to stay together. You know, one thing that I saw earlier in the week that got, you know, for Tennessee, they were posting how they would, you know, was ready for the Super Bowl, and it's hard to not look, you know, past this game and think Super Bowl. You know, you can't. You have to think about the Kansas City Chiefs. And, I mean, what Tyreek Hill said, it is very difficult. It's going to be a matchup problem for the Tennessee Titans defensively against their receiving core and their tight end. But for him to talk about it, that's fine. How I say, you don't win games through the media, you win games hitting and playing between the white lines on Saturday and Sunday. And so they better show up and show up and make him eat his words.
How much do you think Dean Pease and this defense will mix things up where, you know, the attention will be on Kelce on one snap and on Hill on another snap, and Kansas City won't be able to know what's coming in terms of who gets doubled, who gets pressed, and all of that stuff, snap to snap along the way?
Well, I think, you know, Coach Pease is going to try to put some things together. But, I mean, ultimately it comes down to the players. You know, I look at, you know, some things, even in Baltimore, I look at the safety Hooker. I look at, you know, because you're going to have to put Byer, you know, you're going to have to line him up against Kelce if you're going to draft. If you're not going to play dime, if you're going to play the nickel, Byer's going to have to be down on Kelce. I know he likes to roam the middle, but, you know, you have to put a player on the player when it comes down to Kenny. You know, he's going to have to do some things differently. So, you know, Coach Pease is going to, he's going to have some things, you know, lined up for this team. But at the end of the day, you cannot continue to try to play one high safety. You got to play some quarters. You got to mix in some, you know, two up, you up defense, just so you can keep two guys with eyes on a quarterback, filling them slot guys coming down the football field. And so it's a difficult matchup. It's a difficult game to call because you have a lot of playmakers offensively for the Chiefs.
Bernard, how much did you enjoy your time playing in Kansas City?
I loved it. You know, obviously this was my first shot. It was truly a blessing. I thank God for it all the time. And I mean, to be able to come into the National Football League and to be welcomed by, you know, the fans here. I mean, Arrowhead is just an awesome place to play. It was just truly a blessing. And so it's going to be a tough environment. It's going to be loud. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I just say, you know, for them guys, you know, line up and go play, because I had a blast doing it. And I mean, they've stepped in here. They've been here before and beaten this team. But this is a different season, you know, and it's just, you know, a lot at stake to go to the Super Bowl. So they better be ready.
It's funny because we go into every week and keep saying, boy, they're going to have to get a lot more out of Ryan Tannehill from a statistical standpoint to beat this team. We said it last week against Baltimore, and all three of us on this show were saying some of the same things. We're saying some of the same things now against the Chiefs. Does that hold true? Is this the game now where they're going to have to get a lot more done through the air if they're going to score with Kansas City?
Look, I agree 100% with you guys because, you know, I mean, Henry can rush for 195. He can rush for 210 yards. If he does not score 5 touchdowns, it doesn't matter, because that's how explosive this offense is. Now, I'm not going to say, you know, I did not think he was going to run like he did, and he ran wild against the Baltimore Ravens. But what I am going to say is that this offense is explosive, and they can score in one play. They can score in one play, and they're going to do it through the air. So do I think 88 yards is going to get it done with 2 touchdowns from Tannehill? I don't know. I don't think it will. I think he's going to need 150 to 200 plus yards, 3 touchdowns. And I mean, you know, because what I see Coach Reed doing is score quick, score fast, score often. By doing that, you take Henry out of the game. You make them throw the football, and that's what they've done. And they're going to use those fire zone blitzes to get after him. And so it's going to be difficult if they score a lot of points early because they're going to pull the Titans out of the run game.
Who's going to win in the NFC?
I like the 49ers, man. I really do. But, you know, you can't turn your back on Aaron Rodgers. Them boys are playing really good football. Adams can't be covered right now. He's still running from last week. You know, and when you look at defensively, they have a really good defense. They got some guys that are coming off the edge. But I just look at this 49ers football team. You know, I like what Shanahan is doing. He is smart. Kyle understands how to put his players in position. They want it, and I'm not to say that the Green Bay Packers don't, but I like the 49ers.
Bernard Pollard joining us from the Kansas City airport. He's trying to fly out. The Kansas City airport shut down, although we were told it was reopening at noon. I don't know if that's the case or not.
That's false.
Okay. That's what it said on Twitter from the airport itself. They said they were hoping to reopen by noon.
Hey, so. the CEO of BNA, Nashville's airport, is talking trash he tweeted, "I hope Kansas City Airport is not closing the airfield because they know the Tennessee Titans are heading your way. At BNA, we're not afraid. I wouldn't make a Titan mad. It won't end well for the Chiefs." So there's trash talk going on between the airports.
I love it.
Hey, they better figure it out. They better open it up so they can make that money, because right now they over there reimbursing a lot of people. So they ain't opening up at no 12. They cancel all the flights. And I know I can't get a flight from Southwest until Sunday. So I might be at the game.
Well, good luck. Maybe we'll see you there. And if this thing goes the right way for Tennessee, we look forward to talking
Bernard,
to you.
If you're here, we're
weeks.
Broadcasting 11 to 2 tomorrow. Come join us live if you get a chance.
Will do, brother. I appreciate the offer.
Lunch on us.
Bernard
Pollard. Don't worry about that. I'm taking that.
Thank you, man. Hey, we'll chat soon.
All right. See you guys.
Bernard Pollard has been our guest. He's sitting at the Casey Airport. A miserable feeling.
Offering free lunches to guys I know will say, don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I'll get it. I'll buy your guys' lunch.
I made a couple $1 million.
I'll buy steak in that bar that you're broadcasting from if I want. I'll come out of there with a 12% stake in that place.
Yeah, and buy you steaks.
Yeah. I don't know why, but every time I hear Bernard, I think of this press conference. Not a presser. It was at an availability his locker, where it's like one of these terrible seasons, Paul. And we're all, gathered around his locker. And he's like, yeah, look, everyone was like making excuses. And then Pollard walks in, turns around. He's like, yeah, we're just piss poor terrible. That was the line he used. I just remember that line.
Piss poor. He used piss poor.
Piss poor.
That was a go-to line. Where'd that menu go that we had? Did it disappear?
Oh, we've got one. We'll time to order up is what Paul's saying.
Order up.
And coming up at 12:30, Mike Vrabel's press conference leading up to the AFC title game. We'll carry that. Plus, Nate Washington is on the show today at 12:45. A lot more coming. It's the Midday 180 here on 104.5 The Zone. And all of our coverage, Chad, it's presented by Brentwood Hearing Center and by Farm Bureau Health Plans.
Yeah, huge thanks to both Farm Bureau Health Plans and Brentwood Hearing Center. They've been with us throughout 3 straight weeks now. We've been on the road with the Titans in the playoffs, and it's thanks to Farm Bureau Health Plans and Brentwood Hearing Center. Huge thanks to them.
The Huffaker Group of Keller Williams Realty, if you're making the move in 2020, be sure to visit THGTN.com. THGTN.com, or you can call David Huffaker and his team like I did whenever I made the move in 2018. 833-THG-NASH. They will help you find the perfect home for you and your family. When you have a Huffaker Group expert helping buy or sell your home, they're dedicated to real estate. They know the market and the proper practices to make the process as smooth and easy as possible. They sold over 1,800 homes, over $400 million in real estate. And for the client, this means expertise and experience on your side. They have offices in Mount Juliet, Murfreesboro, and Hendersonville. And that means agents specialize in your neighborhood. They're involved in your communities. They buy and sell all over Middle Tennessee. They're knowledgeable in all of those surrounding areas. And they have a specialized buying and selling team that help manage the contract process from start to finish, which includes scheduling appraisals, inspections, closing details, all of it. It takes the stress away. Trust me, Claire and I made the move using David Huffaker and his team at the Huffaker Group. They were excellent in helping buy and sell our home. They'll be great for you, too, if you're making the move this year. THGTN.com is the website. The phone number